I love these guys.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Secondhand Lions podcast. I'm Bill Radford. I'm here with my good friend, John Drennan, and we are looking forward to football season. Training camp has started, and we're hopeful that the Lions can return to 2024 form, minus the injuries, and be able to make it to the Super Bowl for the first time ever. Some news out of camp is Jahmyr Gibbs is reporting, meaning he's there, but he's not playing yet. He's not participating in anticipation of a contract extension. And Bijan Robinson from the Falcons is doing the same thing. And John, I know you wondered, were they kind of waiting to see who goes first so the other guy can ask for a little more? But then there are other guys that are on different lists. And John, you're going to go through and let us know who they are and what those lists mean.
Yeah. And back to those two running backs, you know, Robinson and Gibbs are pretty much all the experts are saying they're the top two backs and neither one is signed and or haven't gotten extensions. So yeah, there's a little cat and mouse going on, but don't fear, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be fine. And he's there at camp. He just didn't partake today. And yet, Bill, today, Wednesday, the 30th, July 30th, the 29th. Wait, no.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Okay, today's the 29th. And was the first day of camp. So we're starting to get some reports coming in on that. But in regard to, so Bill, there's these different distinctions that I've heard about for years, didn't really understand them like I do right now. So I'm just going to share this with our listeners. First of all, there's what's called the PUP list. And that list is really only relevant at the start of camp. PUP stands for physically unable to perform. And the way it works, Bill, is the team has to announce the PUP list players before the very first practice, and that was today. So they announced their list yesterday, and they had three players on it. And those players are Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, and the draft or the free agent Tyler Conklin, the tight end. So what does PUP mean again? Physically unable to perform. And the way it works is when you're on that list, you're not practicing. You can come off the list anytime up until the final cuts when they get the final roster down to the 53-man roster. So that'll be toward the end of training camp. And there's no problem with them being on the list or coming off of it. However, if they're still on the list on that last day when the roster cuts are made down to 53, at that point, they have to miss the first four games. So we look at these players and say, okay, they're on the PUP list now. Well, let's look at them. Brian Branch, we think, will still be on the PUP list and miss at least the first four games, because he's coming off an Achilles injury, and they're figuring he comes back about November. Kirby Joseph, his knee continues to be a question mark, but it seems like he will come off the PUP list and that they are going to test that knee prior to the cuts. So sometime in the next 4 weeks or so, he'll likely come off the PUP list. And Tyler Conklin as well will likely come off it in a week or two.
John, some clarification on the PUP list, and I don't know the answer, but if you go on the PUP list during the season, does that mean you have to miss the next four?
No, there is no PUP list at that point. The PUP list now is done. It had to be announced yesterday. But that does get us to the next thing, and that's called injured reserve. So if you go on injured reserve, you have to miss four games. So, for an example, let's say in week one, somebody's playing and they hurt and they get a bad ankle sprain or strain. And they know they're not going to have that player back for maybe 6 weeks. They'll put them on injured reserve and they have to miss at least four games. So, from that standpoint, it's like the pup.
And what's the value of putting that on injured reserve?
It opens up another spot for another
Right.
player. So it doesn't count against your roster. And it doesn't count toward your practice. So it's a separate category. Then there's one other thing, and it's called non-football injury or illness. And right now the Lions have three. And this is kind of like the pup, except they can announce this anytime. So today they announced they got a couple players on the non-football. One is non-football illness, and that's Christian Isian, the free agent safety and cornerback. And apparently he's just got a bug and he'll probably be out for a couple days. Second one is Christian Mahogany, who's the third year likely left guard starter. And apparently he's got some minor thing, so he shouldn't be missing many practices. And the other one is Giovanni Manu, the big guy from Canada, who's really got a fight ahead of him to make the team this year, the tackle. Same thing with him. Should not be out for a long time. So those are three players out with non-football related illness or injury. So you might say, well, how's that work? Non-football related. Well, maybe you were playing pickup basketball and, twisted your knee. That'd be non-football injury.
Or you hit your thumb with a hammer hanging up a picture at home.
Or that.
Anything that happens to you didn't happen on a football field.
Right. And by the way, there is a terminology for pup. If you're still on the list at the end of training camp when you get down to your final roster, now it's called reserve pup. And that it's at that point you miss the first four games. Now you might miss more than that, but you have to miss four. And when you start thinking about this, Bill, and I know last week, and by the way, listeners, this is week two of year two for us. Last week we had our 53rd consecutive podcast, and this is our 54th. And so we talked about the roster. I know, Bill, you went through that, we start this camp with 90 players on the overall roster, and eventually it gets down to 53 on the team's roster with 16 on the practice squad. And so as you go through training camp, there's so much going on when you think about it. Here we are with six players who are on the pup or non-football injury. Then we do have one player at this point who's on the practice squad. That's Ronnie Bell. Then we got 90 who are there in camp. Or Ronnie Bell might count against those 90. And then throughout camp, they're figuring out not only the position battles, but they're thinking about injuries and salaries and depth and players that maybe can do more than one thing. If you're a really good cornerback, if you're a good cornerback and great on special teams, you're likely going to make the team over the guy who's a even better cornerback but can't help you on special teams. So these coaches have so much to put through and measure and think about and talk about when they eventually get this thing down to the final team. So the more I learn about it and observe it, the more fascinated I am.
John, one of the things that about the preseason is guys are coming out with these lists of Who's the best quarterback in the conference? Who's the best quarterback in the division? Who's the best team? The power rankings and so forth. And some of them are just ridiculous. I was looking at one power ranking for the Lions, had them at 15, which I just think is way beyond the pale. There should be much higher than that. And that was for Fox Sports. And then one guy who doesn't deserve to have his name mentioned had the Lions at 31st, if you can believe that. 31st out of all the teams in the NFL is where he had the Lions. I think he had, is there 33 teams? Maybe one or two teams he had worse than them. It's just unbelievable. I think it was Cleveland and Arizona were the only two teams he had ranked below the Lions. And the quarterback list, some guy had Caleb Williams as the third best quarterback in the NFL, which means he was ahead of Matthew Stafford. He was ahead of, I mean, you just think about all the quarterbacks that would have to go behind Caleb Williams. And it's a ridiculous ranking. And I think you've mentioned before, these guys are just trying to get their name out there and they say ridiculous things. And if it comes true, they look like soothsayers. And if it doesn't, everybody just forgets. So I'll just encourage fans to ignore all that and wait for the games to start, and we'll see who is the better team. And I think the Lions are going to win the division. I think they have a good chance to win the conference. And the only thing that's going to hold them back, I believe, is injuries.
You know, Bill, whenever I hear something that I just immediately think that's absurd, not just in sports, it could be in, financial things or anything. I always want to know what is the source of that. So, for example, the person that would have the Lions 30th in a power ranking is so absurd that it gets your attention.
Right.
And so, yeah, I encourage people, I mean, you or I could say, hey, Tom Brady's former girlfriend gave birth to a chimpanzee, Some people would want to learn more and go, it's like that's what it's the downside of social media and the fact that about anybody can post anything and get them talking about it. So yeah, you pointed out some pretty absurd things there, and but you're right, the time will tell with this season. Hey Bill, one thing along those lines, Caleb Williams, for example, he is getting a lot of attention in general. The Rams have gotten a ton of attention since they got Myles Garrett from the Browns. Trying to think of other teams that are special in the spotlight. But here's my.
Browns are getting attention just because of guys Shedeur Sanders. You know, he's Deion Sanders' son, and he's in a quarterback battle with Deshaun Watson. And if there's a team in the league that doesn't know how to choose quarterbacks, it's the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, they're the best at not knowing how to get them. Absolutely. So the point I want to make here is, in the North, there's a lot of attention with the Vikings and that they've got the quarterback to, which quarterback's it going to be. And, Packers are always getting attention, as you remind us frequently. But here's what I think. Dan Campbell's loving it. Let's just quietly go about our business and then just kick butt when the season starts. And I just feel like that's what's going to happen here. And so, yeah, all these goofy lists and all this attention and everything. And then when the season starts, I just think the Lions are going to sneak up on a lot of people that put them in that almost middle tier. So, well, hey, buddy, I know you're traveling. I'm about to travel next week. We're going to be on here from different locations. But we're going to keep it going, folks. And next week we'll have a little bit to report on with 1 week of training camp under the belts and whatever other developments. And this whole thing starts to take shape now as the rosters are going to gradually come together. So with that, Bill, anything else you want to share here today?
Well, I just wanted to mention a couple of things that are, I think I sent you some news about a couple of bad news things that happened in the NFL. The one was a former guard for the Patriots, Jordan Devey, died by suicide. And there's a lot of football players that have that brain, I forget what they call it, CTE or something. I know Dave Duerson from the Bears, he died by suicide, but he did it in such a way that his brain could be examined. It's a tragic thing, and I mean suicide is for anybody, but the NFL has made extra strides to try to keep players from experiencing too much in the, I mean, it's a violent game, but they have spotters now. If they think a guy is possibly concussed, he's got to come out. I think he's got to be out for a certain amount of time. So that was a tragedy, and we hate to see that. I know in my family we've experienced that. So that's just terrible news. And one other unfortunate incident was the 49ers coach, Kyle Shanahan, was hurt pretty bad in a car accident, and he'll be limited in training camp. I mean, I hate to see th this is a game and it's important, but it's not as important as these guys' lives and health and well-being. So we want to mention that. And be thinking of Jordan Devey's family, his parents, his wife, his four children, and also Coach Shanahan for a full recovery.
Yeah, for sure there, Bill. So thank you for that. I also know some of our listeners might have seen the wife of a NFL assistant coach was shot and killed by a, I don't know if it was a family member, it was a young man. So that also hit the news. So, these guys, these coaches and players do have families, and so I agree. Those kinds of stories cause you to pause, and just want to wish the best for all these folks. So,
Well,
well,
we'll be back next week with we're both traveling, taking our summer vacations, and we'll be back next week with some more from the Lions training camp and whatever else develops in the NFL. It's good to be with you again, John.
all right, likewise, Bill, as we continue to take the journey to the Super Bowl, maybe we can just speak it into existence. So, hey, everyone, have a great week and keep sharing us with others as we dig into this new season. So, take care. Bye-bye for now.
Bye, everyone.